Fáilte rash, good day, Kerry. Today we're going to talk about the Irish language now, because we're going to talk about a special programme tomorrow on the Saturday Supplement. Joe McGill, presenter, is learning Irish for a year. He's with me in our studio to talk about this, or with me on the line to talk about this. Before we hear from Joe, we're going to hear a little bit of a clip from the documentary. And this documentary, or this programme, a series of programmes about Joe learning Irish, talks about, I suppose, his own journey in learning Irish, and the fact that Irish is a compulsory part of the school curriculum for primary and secondary school students in the country. But once many of our students, if not most, leave school, they will rarely speak their native tongue again. Now, Joe, as you know, is a presenter here in Radio Kerry. He owns a brewery in the Gaeltacht region of Iráthig and South Kerry. And his wife, Mags, and mother, Marianne, are both fluent in Irish. Here is a little bit clip of Joe's mother talking about the fact that Irish wasn't spoken at home.
And then why didn't we speak Irish at home then?
The reason you didn't speak Irish at home, I felt when I came back from Clostrida that my Irish, even though I loved Irish, was a hindrance to me, because I would be more confident speaking Irish than what I would have been speaking English at the time. So really, I think I made up my mind. I was going to be there for you, for your Irish. You were going to learn Irish in your own way. And you had a choice. I am proud to say that all of you did well in your Irish exams, but I always kept kept an eye on you when it came to Irish.
Yeah, there you go. That tells part of the story. Joe McGill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Can I sit down to you?
Tommy, come on, Joe. Tommy, come on. Can you ask me? You have Irish, right? But you're not fluent in Irish. And this 10-part series is about a search for fluency. Tell me about that element of coming through school, because it's central to this whole idea of the way we've taught Irish or teach Irish, and the fact that so many have some level, so many have a lot, but then there's others who don't use it and are not fluent in it. Tell me about that side of it.
Yeah, and I think that's an important thing to talk about, because, like, we do learn it, and this is an old debate, where we're going in at 4 and 5 into school all the way through 18, and we come out the door and we're still not fluent in Irish. But I think, and just from talking to people and my own experience of it, is that there wasn't enough conversational Irish taught. We learned a lot about the nouns with our lower no T, where we had certain words translated into English.
Jerry, the Tishil Ginnedict and the Morganeelach and all of that stuff.
Yes, I'm breaking out the rash already, but I did a leaving cert in 2000. I did honours Irish, and I would have got a good result in it. But the reason I got a good result in it is there was ASHD that time. You'd have to learn, or you'd have to write an essay in Irish. But it was the millennium, it was 2000, so we learned two or three ASHDs off by heart about the millennium bug and about 2000 and beyond 2000, and sure, two of those choices came up, so I just wrote what I probably didn't really understand, but I was able to bring it up verbatim. And, you know, there was a lot of that in kind of my education of Irish, I thought.
Yeah, it was rote learning rather than learning conversational Ireland for Irish for the love of it, to have it as a fluent language.
Yes, and I think there's an attitude changing to Irish as well. Like, it wasn't considered a very cool language either, which I think that's completely changing. I think we're getting a lot more in touch with our heritage and our roots. Like, we did a series, Mags and I, my wife, on Logamnica Kiri, it was called, where we went out into the schools and we discovered the meaning behind place names in the students' areas. And it brought their place names absolutely to life, because a lot of them are in Irish, or they've had their origins in the Irish language, and then they meant a lot more to them. So I think that kind of thing about, I suppose, knowing where you come from. And another thing, Jerry, I should say, the reason this all sparked off is we were doing another documentary series, and I was speaking to a man from Ballinskelligs, and he had a good, strong South Kerry accent. And when he was speaking English, it was fine. But then he was speaking to my wife, and they were speaking Osgaeilge. And I swear to God, Jerry, to hear him speak, it was like nectar to your ears, the way the language flowed. And it just became clear to me that our accent is actually made for the Irish language, and it's not made for the English language. It was actually made for the Irish language, the way we're able to get around certain vowels and the way we're able to talk. And that kind of really sparked something in me that I have to learn this language.
Yeah. And look, isn't it astonishing that admission from your mother in that clip there, that she could speak better Irish than she could English, but she felt that Irish was a hindrance to her? at the time. That's why it wasn't spoken in your home.
Yeah, and it is astonishing. And we mentioned in the documentary then there was a man from Carsling called Michael Augustine. And Michael would speak Irish to you. Even if you came up and started speaking English to him, you'd kind of have to speak back to him in broken Irish. But whenever my mother would meet him in Carsling, it was amazing to hear them talk away, and she used to love that. But there wasn't the opportunity for her to speak it as much. And again, I think, I don't know, there was like, it was almost a shame about the Irish language in a way. And I think this goes back generations. That I heard another story last night about a person from a Gaeltacht in South Kerry, Gaeltacht area. And when they were going to school, this is a few generations back, that they could only speak Irish, and the Irish was almost beat out of them that they were taught to speak English because it was seen as a way to advance yourself. So yeah, I don't know, is there a lot of shame, and are we carrying that shame forward as well?
Yeah, it's perhaps it was seen about modernity, getting out of poverty, getting away from being downtrodden, getting up and out and being educated in English, more opportunities, going to London, going to America, where they all spoke English, to try and better yourself, that Irish was associated with being backward.
Completely agree, and that was it. And like all parents, they want the best for their kids. And that is a great point you bring up. When people immigrated, when they went into New York, again, they had a foreign language, they couldn't speak English, and it was seen as an advantage if you went over there if you had the English language.
Okay, so this is starting tomorrow. It's a 10-part series as part of the programme, and we're following you on a journey.
Yes, exactly, and like it's my journey about how I learn. Now, some people say, oh, geez, he's a wife that speaks fluent, and his mother is fluent, but I haven't fluent yet. I'm a British Irish like a lot of people out there. And, Jerry, just to tell you one funny story, because I've kind of started and I was listening to, you know, listening to different tapes and podcasts and things like that, because we've a modern element to it now as well, which we'll be talking about during the series. But I was listening to a TED Talks on why the Irish language was important. And they were talking about some how phrases in the Irish language, they're not even in the English language, and they have a beautiful way of describing things. And I tell you, after I listened to that TED Talks, I was highly motivated, and I turned on radio in the Gaeltacht, and there was this woman from Donegal on, and after about 30 seconds, that motivation went right down through the floor. So I was there doing
the clue what she was saying.
Oh, my God. The demon of Tatu and all this, it may as well have been Swahili, Jerry. But during this year, and this is what I'm looking forward to, is we will explore, right, the way it was taught, the way it is being taught now, and we should say there are some great strides being done now in national schools and things like that, where there actually are teaching conversational Irish. We'll explore that. There's online versions. There's a famous social influencer, Irish with Molly, on Instagram. We'll talk to people like that. We'll go to the different Gaeltachts. We'll go to the Ivrahic. We'll go over to West Kerry, and we'll talk to people over there. So I'm very much looking forward to it. And I've set myself a goal, Jerry, because I think you have to, within the year, that I have to be fluent. Now, I must get on to me read about this, but I'm hoping that I will be able to have a full interview on Cáin Ciorí Oscailge in a year's time. Around this time, it's Chocan na Gaeilge. It's St. Patrick's weekend. So it is about celebrating our Irishness, and hopefully at the year end, we'll be celebrating that I will be fluent. Hopefully.
And if anyone else wants to go on the journey with you, Joe, all it's to do is tune in for the series starting tomorrow.
Yes, exactly. And you can follow me on all social media as well, Joe McGill. I'll be updating. We'll be doing videos and different things like that as well. And that is a good idea, Jerry. Come along with me on the journey. Because I'm trying to be as honest as I can here, as you probably see from that clip. I'm asking my mother kind of, you know, more difficult questions as well, and I want to challenge, you know, about how it is being taught, and also the good things about how it's being done. And we'll go on it together. Like, you know, it can be embarrassing as well to kind of not admit that you are or you're good at the Irish language or whatever. So I want to be as honest as I can in this journey. So the pressure's on. But Tom Brewerham, is it? I'm close enough, but anyway.
Tomorrow, and he hopes to be able to do a full conversation in fluent Irish in Cáin Ciorí this time next year, all part of course of Seachtain na Gaeilge. So there you go. If you have a view on that, if you have your own Irish story or your own story of a kind Brista, a broken Irish, then get in touch with us. Tell us about your experience in school. Tell us about, you know, even dealing with your children now. If they're learning Irish, does it hamper you in terms of helping them with homework, or does it make you more curious to get back on the journey to speak Irish? There are plenty of adult education classes in Irish, plenty of opportunities to go back and learn. As Joe said, they'll be exploring the ways in which you can get involved online and other things like that to try and get back or get fluent or get speaking Irish, depending on what level of Irish you have despite the fact that all of us went through an educational system for various different reasons. Irish was pushed to the side by many, or we didn't come out being able to speak conversational Irish, as Joe said. I'd love to hear your take on that.